Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 27, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter July 27, 2020. A new society is being born now. It is like the development of the fetus in the mother's womb. Something develops the fetus, turns it upside down, changes its worldview, and forcefully throws it into a new world. We need to realize this and take part in our own birth. Coronavirus accompanies the change of a society rooted in egoism to a society based on human connection, leading to love your neighbor. This change is inherent in nature, it must happen and is happening now. We're undergoing not a societal change, but one of its bases, egoism, to altruism. Does nature want to reduce the Earth's population? Question: what is the importance of saving every person's life? Maybe the virus was specially sent to us by nature in order to reduce the population of the Earth to 1 billion? Then the planet would be cleansed and there would be enough resources for everyone. Isn't the fact that we are saving people an action against nature? Perhaps we need to listen to it and go with the flow? Answer: no. The fact is that our planet can feed 2 to 3 times the current population. That is not a problem. The problem is the organization of humanity. It does not interact correctly right now, and that is why most people suffer. It all depends only on the organization, not on the number of people, but on their agreement with each other. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, April 30, 2020. Where should I donate money? Question: in the current state of the coronavirus pandemic, billionaires and millionaires are donating huge amounts of money. They even compete among each other as to who will donate the most, and, naturally, announce it. For example, Bill Gates has donated $100 million, Zuckerberg $25 million, Giorgio Armani donated to hospitals. Famous soccer players Messi and Ronaldo are also making donations, etc. Is it good that they donate? Answer: according to Kabbalah, it is unnecessary to bring humanity to a state where there are those who are so poor and so rich. But if they donate, let them. In general, the very state when there is such a division is painful. Some have $50 to $100 billion. But the poor do not know how to survive until the paycheck comes. This, of course, is a terrible and ugly system. Remark: such is our world. My comment: yes. This is how the egoistic world positions itself. What would you do? In this case, it is good that they donate. Question: what would you use the money for? Answer: I would direct them only to education. To Kabbalistic education. Question: to Kabbalistic education? Answer: yes, Kabbalistic education. Question: is this what you are telling the world now? Answer: I say this to everyone. The world needs nothing more than to know how to balance itself with nature. It is of utmost importance. Everything else does not matter, we will manage somehow. So if we can find this dynamic balance that changes all the time, if we can constantly balance it, if we do something to change ourselves and thus balance ourselves with nature, then nothing will ever be wrong with us. We will always be in a comfortable state to go forward, to understand nature more and more deeply, what it requires of us, what we should become, how we should change ourselves, society, family. How to understand this nature, what it is all about, and what it requires. Then we can see the higher mind through it and we can enter this mind, get closer to it, feel it, and start merging with it. This is the real highest stage of human development. Question: is that what you would spend all your money on? Answer: all of it. Question: what is it? Building what? Where would the money go? Answer: on the development of the person to the level of the highest mind, to the level of the Creator. Question: Is that from kindergarten to old age? Answer, only in this direction. Question, is it so that a person would study all the time? Answer, not only study. He must learn and implement it in connection with others, so that the Creator would appear among people. Within this good connection between people, a higher power is manifested according to the extent this good connection resembles a higher power. Question, does it take money to get started like this? Answer, we must create such a system of education and upbringing. This should be done so that people will want it. And even if they did not want to, they would do it as a job. Where will you put 80% of the working population of the earth? How will you raise your children? Everything requires a huge amount of money and effort. Question, is it so that we begin to feel that we are inside nature and know how to talk with it, how to breathe with it, and conduct a dialogue? Answer, sure. Full mutual interaction with it. Remark, you know what they will say, Lateman wants money for himself. My comment, what does it have to do with me? Remark, you said, for Kabbalah. My comment, I give advice. But you do not need to pass any billions through me. Question, will you not be an intermediary? Answer, no way. Question, but can you advise where to send it? Answer, only advise, through virtual communication systems, Zooms, without any personal contact and shared accounts. Question, are you now calling for a revolution in upbringing, education, and thinking? Answer, if not this, then the next virus will lead us to it, hopefully without a world war in between. We will still come to this. Remark, you seem to be saying, cure not just a person's health, but their heart. My comment, sure. Otherwise, we will be unable to get out of this state. The virus drives us to balance with nature. This is what it tells us. We do not realize it yet. In another month, two, or three, we will begin to perceive slowly. Eventually, we will come to that. Remark, we used to say, we don't know if we will witness this. Suddenly the virus turned our thinking upside down. My comment, sure. I did not imagine that there could be such an effective change in the attitude of nature toward the person, toward human society. Only the Creator can turn everything around like this. Remark, I hope that millionaires and billionaires will hear us, one day. Maybe even now. My comment, I hope. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, March 30, 2020. Toward an optimal existence. Question, we often say that overproduction depletes natural resources and destroys the world. The world has cleared up a bit during the pandemic. We hear that the water in Venetian channels has never been so clean. There were dolphins there again that had not been seen for many years. The issue of overproduction should be resolved practically. Of course, re-education of people and learning the basics of the integral world are important, but you need to eat, someone must produce food. What should we do? Answer, I am in no way concerned with the production of the necessary goods for living, food, clothing, machines that produce these products, but only to the extent that they are necessary. The global nature in which we exist will still not let us produce more than is necessary for our normal existence. We will go back and forth, try to push the limits, and it will push us back to our optimal existence. We do not need jewelry stores, diamond exchanges, and luxury boutiques. None of this will exist. We will see how it will all quietly close down. People will not have any money, nor will they need any of this. Instead, everyone will think about how to live tomorrow and how to come to an optimal and normal future. From Cab TV's Today's International Situation, June 18, 2020. A glance at short-term perspective. Question, how will consumer demand change now during the pandemic? What should entrepreneurs and business startups focus on? Answer: we have come to a state when humanity must grow out of its egoism. Therefore, all clearly egoistic enterprises will gradually fade away. This is a matter of the next few years. The point is that in the next generation we must reach similarity to nature, integrality and dependence of everyone on everyone. Although it seems to us that the egoistic society is developing, in general it already is in internal stagnation. I believe that the blows of the coronavirus are the beginning of stagnation. Nature will no longer allow us to do anything we want with it. We cannot open any businesses with impunity, absolutely recklessly, and spoil the environment just to make money and not know what to do with it. We have a big task ahead of us, to understand how to balance ourselves. I think that with a release from self-isolation, we will begin to feel for the first time that we cannot get back to the usual egoistic, capitalist world, up to the point that we will see how people have changed. We will see that they are disgusted with everything that is associated with the desire just to earn, to suppress others, to be proud of how much money you have in the bank compared to others. Exit from the crisis will not be easy. People will not really want to go back to their previous lives. They will suddenly feel that it is not easy, that they have some other attitude compared to the pre-coronavirus period. At least we will not be opening barbershops for dogs and things like that on every corner. There will be no unnecessary business. People will be confined to more normal universal values. Nature itself will no longer allow us to do this, along with the sociological situation. There will be up to 70% unemployment in the world and we will not be able to create completely unnecessary positions for them. It may not be the future of tomorrow, but Kabbalah suggests that this 70% should be moved to universal education and paid a stipend the size of their salary. The remaining 20 to 30% of the population will be engaged in necessary, vital work for humanity, not in order to sell, buy, and then sell for even more. This is how I see the immediate future. I very much hope that it will be so, because if not now, then after a while we will still come to this. We are also part of nature, and it will not allow us to further pollute the environment, waste natural resources, and so on, because we have already reached a reasonable limit. This is why all kinds of viruses are emerging. We still have many similar surprises from nature ahead of us. I believe that the coronavirus is the first stage of purification for us. If someone wants to open something or create some business, they should act normally, sensibly, with a strong probability that they are doing something that people need and that they really cannot manage without. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 24, 2020. Team Building Guide, Part 3. Principles of Forming a Team, Equality. Question: the second rule is the work on the main principle in the team that is called equality. We clearly see that we all are different, we all have different potential. What are the team members equal in? Answer: despite the fact that we have different potential, by being together and working for the same goal, meaning for connection, and relative to it, each one, to the extent of their efforts and abilities given to them by nature, becomes equal to others. Therefore, there are no juniors and seniors, lucky and unlucky, among us. After all, we all try to connect. Everyone makes as much effort to connect as one can. Comment: yes, but we are talking about some kind of relative equality. In the outside world, we see that one person is making 10 kilos of effort, and another is making 1 kilo of effort. My response: so what? If you can lift 10 kilos and I can only lift 1 kilo, can't we participate in the work together? Comment: we can. However, I want to receive accordingly. If I lift more, I want to have more respect, attention, and everything else. My response: naturally, you will receive it. Of course. Question: then this is already inequality. If we are talking about some kind of relative equality, What will it be manifested in? Answer: equality is manifested in the fact that everyone gives to the extent of their physical, internal, and moral capabilities and receives in accordance with this. Everyone receives from making an effort. Comment: yet I, with my egoistic perception, cannot know what a person's capabilities are. When I look at him, I see that this person is constantly underperforming. I think he can do more, but he does not. Naturally, this causes irritation and conflict. My response: this should be decided by the force of the team. If the team knows how to influence each of its members correctly, then everything will be fine, and if not, then there is nothing that can be done. In principle, equality is not how we understand it in the corporeal world. After all, equality must be conditional. I cannot lift 10 kilos and it is easy for you, so what kind of equality can there be? It means that there must be some general framework accepted by everyone that everyone can observe and adhere to. One must make X effort to comply with them and the other must make an X plus 2 effort, but this depends on the potential. From CapTV's Management Skills, June 18, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora: does anyone believe in reincarnation? When discussing reincarnation, we need to understand that our bodies are animalistic organisms that live and die as animals. They get born, endure periods of growth, maturation, death, decay, and then once again retire to their basic elements. Throughout this animalistic life and death process, our internal qualities remain untouched. These internal qualities are the soul. The soul can be thought of as a field where we are all connected in a single thought and intention. The soul's qualities are omnipresent outside the sights, sounds, smells, touches and tastes that make up our current perception. Reincarnation is the process of the soul's appearance in new bodies time and again. It is a process that Kabbalists have observed and tested for over 5,000 years. Kabbalists outline the process of reincarnations in their texts that describe the structure and processes of reality. What Kabbalah adds, however, is not only descriptions about reincarnations and how they function within nature, but more significantly, Kabbalah provides a method by which any person can rise above the corporeal perception of the world, what we perceive and process through the five senses of sight, sound, smell, touch and taste, and enter into the perception and sensation of the eternal soul. And the most significant aspect about this method is that it is done while the person is alive in their current body. In other words, Kabbalah explains how reincarnation works not from a theoretical perspective, but from the practice of anybody who wishes to implement its methodology. While alive in our current bodies, we can learn how to rise above them, in our perception and sensation, in order to discover the soul. Kabbalah is a practical method that lets any of its students discover such a reality. Those who progress in their soul's attainment using the method of Kabbalah attain knowledge about their reincarnations, not merely theoretically, but as practical experience of an inner journey to an increasingly expansive reality. The Age of Enlightenment and Emancipation, Part 2. What is the benefit of Kabbalistic knowledge? Question: what is the benefit of Kabbalistic knowledge for humanity? What is so special about it? Answer: the fact is that Kabbalistic knowledge is necessary for people who are interested in the meaning of life, for what purpose it was given to them. After all, a person, unlike an animal, sometimes asks himself, "What should I do?" and begins to seek the meaning of life. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where do I go after I leave this world? If such questions torment a person, then he can no longer abandon the desire to attain them. The rest of life becomes as mere support for existence, which does not make sense since life is finite. What is the point of supporting it if in the end you do not achieve some higher predestination? This is how certain people who have a point in the heart, that is, a desire that urges them to know the meaning of life, feel. They strive for this and tell everyone else who also want to attain the essence of existence. From CapTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, August 5, 2019. For future generations. Question: we devote our entire life to the development of our egoism. And what can we leave to the children? How do we make the right correction? Answer: we Kabbalists are trying to prescribe for the future generation, and even for our own, a method for the correct use of negative internal human forces and external positive forces, meaning the egoistic forces inside us, and altruistic forces outside of us, in order to correct a person, to make him or her harmonious with the surrounding society and with the general nature. This is something we must set up now in our generation. And the next generation, including our own, will begin to apply it and will continue to develop everything in practice for the future generations. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 17, 2020. Who disrupts the integral connection in nature? Baal HaSulam, the freedom. It is worthwhile taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as beings with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own, independent of external, alien, and unknown forces, and in what this being, the self, becomes revealed to us. We need to make great efforts and spend a lot of time in order to understand where we live, what affects us, and what we can do with ourselves. First, we need to deal with this problem, and then how to solve it. It is true that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us, which abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect, moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself, meaning that each and every creature in the world from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the law of causality by way of cause and effect. We are in a system that develops according to the law of cause and effect, a clear and accurate law, just like all of nature's laws. We need to learn and observe them, and try to see how to implement them in practice in order to resemble them. By learning and exploring the laws of nature, we begin to understand that we are completely opposite from them. By revealing the laws of nature, we see that there is absolute interdependence of all the different components in the system. The levels of the still, vegetative, and animate nature are absolutely tied to each other. Although it may seem to us that there is a struggle between them and mutual destruction, there is actually harmonious interdependence between them. This is what we should speak about, discuss, and understand, but this is the situation. There is a precise, clear, integral connection between all the parts of nature. Only the human goes beyond this framework with his egoism. The reason we are an exception to the integral nature is our ego. This is the reason we do whatever we like. We want to manage our lives by ourselves. How should we dim ourselves so that on our human level, we will also exist absolutely integrally like all of nature? This is the question that we need to ask and to scrutinize. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 17, 2019.